Why is it that it has taken all this time and a man named William Cooper, your radio program and your book, Behold a Pale Horse? I mean, why haven't these other people seen these things?
Well, I think it's part accident and just part hard work. During my youth, I was asked by a friend of mine if I would come and join the club that he belonged to called the Demolay. And I said that I would, and I went, and I went through this initiation, which I didn't understand anything that happened that night. And I went for two more meetings after that. And my father was transferred to Japan. And I never went to another meeting, never knew anybody else who belonged. And so it just disappeared from my life. And I'm very lucky, knowing what I know now, that it did, because I could have become one of them very easily. But when I filled out my security clearance papers in the United States Navy, they give you these sheets that list hundreds of organizations, and you have to check any organization that you used to belong to, or you don't get your security clearance. If they find out you left something out that you did belong to, that's a very serious violation. So I looked all over for Demolay. I couldn't find it, but I knew that Demolay was the boys' organization for Freemasonry, so I checked Freemasonry. And I found myself in the Office of Naval Intelligence and discovered that there are no intelligence people in the United States Navy who are not Freemasons.